I'm talking to Joe Registrato, who is a contributing editor for Alive Tampa Bay. And first of all, Joe, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Love to do it, Dave.
I need to give some biographical information about Joe before we go on, because his background is really important to the conversation that we're going to have about Colin Kaepernick. Joe served in the Marines during Vietnam, fought in Vietnam for his country. He was a longtime editor of the Tampa Tribune, and he is currently a practicing attorney. So for purposes of this conversation, he has served his country, he knows what's newsworthy, and he knows a thing or two about the First Amendment. And all of that is relevant to our conversation. Okay, so Joe, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick, and I want to start off by saying, isn't this a bad idea for an athlete to take a stand with sports fans who are typically not the most receptive audience for displays of protest against the United States?
Yeah, well, it might be a bad idea for him from a marketing standpoint and from a popularity standpoint, but I don't know that it's going that way. There's an awful lot of people who are siding with Kaepernick, well, an awful lot of sports fans. It turns out, I was just looking at the internet this morning, it turns out his jersey has skyrocketed to like the number three jersey sales of all the jerseys that are being sold on NFL.com. So it may be that it's really a good thing for him in a marketing sense. And from an emotional, professional sense, ethical sense, it's just a great thing for him because he's telling people how he really feels. So I don't know. I don't know, Dave. I don't think it's really a bad thing for him.
For the people who don't know, well, give a short recap of what's happened so far with Kaepernick.
Okay, sure. It's been all over the news and all over the internet. What he's done is he's decided to protest. He's decided to protest against what he sees as police brutality in the killing of black citizens over the past few years, and a lot of it has been captured on video. And his protest amounts to not standing up for the national anthem at football games when all the rest of his team stands up when they play the national anthem like everybody does. He says, no, I'm not going to stand up because America to me is not really coming through for me because of the way these black people are being treated. And he's taking that stand, and he's taking it in a very, very vocal, very obvious way. It's on national television. It's all over the news. People see it. Other athletes are starting to copy him. And so a lot of people are very, very upset about this, and it has been a very polarizing protest because there's a large segment of the population that hates this kind of thing, and there's a large segment of the population that thinks it's a good thing for him to do.
It's one thing for me as a college professor, as a journalism professor, it's one thing for me to say that he has the right to sit down during the national anthem and not salute the flag, because people will just say, well, that's what all crazy liberal college professors say. But you've served your country, you fought overseas for the United States, you fought for your country, so your point of view is especially valid on this, and so you do support his right to protest in that way.
I do. I think it's a great thing for him to do, and it's one of the reasons why I myself have always felt very patriotic towards the United States, and that's one of the reasons why I joined the Marine Corps and volunteered to go to Vietnam and did go to Vietnam was to fight because I thought that democracy and everything we stand for, everything we spout about freedom of speech and freedom of expression, everything we love was on the line, because at that time during the 60s the Cold War was very, very hot, and Khrushchev, the head of the Soviet Union, was very, very very, very graphic about how he was going to crush us like a grapefruit. And it was very, very scary. And a lot of us were very scared about what the communists were capable of doing. So I, you know, listen, when I was in school, when I was in grade school, even, you can say whatever you want in this country. And that's not the case everywhere. So I felt very strongly about it. And that's one of the reasons why I joined the Marine Corps and went to Vietnam spent a year over there and luckily came back in one piece. But I was ready to put it on the line for that right to be able to say what I want to say and for everybody's right to say what they want to say. And so what he's doing, I think, is a very extremely patriotic thing for him to do. And it's one of the reasons why I felt strongly about it myself.
There's a couple of Supreme Court decisions that come to mind. One, in the 1940s, the Supreme Court said that school children do not have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. The Supreme Court was very clear. In 1943, they said you do not have to say the pledge if you don't want that. It's your right to not say the pledge. And then, of course, in the Supreme Court decision, Texas versus Johnson, the Supreme Court actually said you can burn the American flag if you want, and that is a protected First Amendment right. And as far as veterans groups go, other people who've served their country, you said that veterans groups are kind of split on Kaepernick's decision.
This is what I have seen. I have observed, and if you look at the news. There are certain veterans groups, veterans for Kaepernick, who are saying basically what I believe, and they think that he's doing exactly the right thing, and they're offended that people are telling them they shouldn't say anything because they're veterans and they shouldn't be behind him. Well, that's just crazy. These veterans feel like I feel now, and there's another group of veterans who I can understand. I can understand that they stand up every morning and they salute the flag and they think everybody else ought to too. So they think he's disrespecting the flag. So there's a group of veterans that feel like he's disrespecting the flag, and there's a group of veterans that feel like the way I feel that he's not disrespecting anything. He's respecting the right for people to stand up and say what they want to say. And the cause he has, the cause he's shouting about, is something that we all ought to be horrified about. It's something we all ought to be on alert for. I mean, listen. To tell an American citizen that we don't have racial discrimination in this country, you might as well – that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Every single black person out there has – I am absolutely certain – has felt the sword of racial discrimination at one time or another in their life. And for people to say that we should turn a blind eye to it is absolutely ridiculous. And so what he's doing is he's simply saying, why don't we pay more attention to this? Why don't we address this? And every American ought to be proud that he's doing that. At least I am. So,
in the same way that we look back at the Pentagon Papers and other situations where people took a stand and some people said that's unpatriotic, but they were vindicated later. Do you think that years from now people will look back and say? They'll look at this moment as a turning point in the Black Lives Matter movement and say, when Kaepernick got involved, things started to change. Do you think that's possible?
Well, you know, it's been a long, long struggle. The first, well, I don't know about the first, but one, probably the biggest step that I have seen taken was the civil rights movement in the 60s when Martin Luther King stood up. And we all look back on that. We have a national holiday now for Martin Luther King because of what he accomplished, because of the steps he was able to take, because he was able to get things done by his more or less silent or at least nonviolent protest. His idea was to spread this across the country, and he did it in a very, very big way, and he made tremendous progress. We have come a long, long way, but it's not over. This fight's not over. So if Kaepernick is able to raise the consciousness of people and is able to get people to say what's on their mind and be honest about it and not try to push this in the back seat because it's uncomfortable. See, that's what a lot of people don't understand. He's getting them out of their comfort zone. He's getting people out of their comfort zone, which is, listen, let's just sit back and watch this football game and not have to worry about black, white. He's getting people out of that. He's getting people to say, wait a minute, there's some stuff going on the street out here that we need to pay attention to. Now, look, the police, I work with the police every day as a lawyer, and when I was a prosecutor, they were my witnesses. Most of the police officers are honest, top-flight people who are out to protect the public, and they have a tough job to do, and everybody ought to appreciate that. But the police officers are in a tough spot because they are exposed to criminal elements that are very, very dangerous, and they have to be very, very careful. And if they make a mistake, it can cost them their life. Well, that's true. That's their job, though. That's what they're paid to do, is to be careful and to not kill people when it's a close call. When it's a close call, you're not supposed to kill them. So that's their job. That's what they're paid to do. You know, if you're a journalist, your job is to not make mistakes and get it right. If you start to get stuff wrong, you don't get paid anymore. So you know, you have a job to do, and your job is very, very important to do it right and 100% right. And that means when you have a gun, you don't shoot it at somebody unless your life is on the line, unless you absolutely have to. Okay, I understand it's a tough call sometimes. Well, there's been some videos out there that are very, very hard to watch that look like that some police officers did not do that. They went too far. Look, I don't need those videos. I'm an old man, and when I was in the newspaper business, I saw police brutality in Tampa, Florida many, many times. I've seen it as a lawyer. I know it when I see it. It's not 0%. It's out there. Okay. The police are sometimes too quick on that trigger. That's just the way it is. We need to address that. We need to watch out for it. The tough part is when it happens to a population, when it happens to the black people more than anybody else, that adds another layer of concern. The concern is these police officers are not some of these police officers are not just reacting too quickly, but they're reacting too quickly when they see a person of a certain color. So this is bad. This is very bad, and we need to have more education of the police. We need to have more sensitivity training on the part of the police. And I'm not pointing my finger at any single individual police officer or any single individual police force. But if you look around the country, you can see some very, very disturbing trends. In Chicago, there's been some very, very serious problems in Chicago with the police. In the Midwest, we just had in Missouri, we just had a serious, serious problem in Missouri. And riots have occurred across the country because of this. You have to be very careful about it. And I understand that not all police officers fall into this category. Of course not. Most police officers are, like I said, they're terrific people. They're good professionals. But you can't turn a blind eye to the bad part and say, well, we just don't want to talk about that. That's what Kaepernick is accomplishing. Kaepernick is making us talk about it. And it's a positive thing. It's a good thing. We need to keep doing it. I wish more people would do it. And I just saw something come across the internet. There's other athletes are doing this too. This female soccer player is doing it, and she's a white person. It doesn't have to be a black person that feels this way. It could be a white person.
Right.
So that. Sure.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Joe Registrato, contributing editor for Alive Tampa Bay. Joe, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Dave. Anything else you need, I'll be right here.